Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Cookies and Clairvoyance by Bailey Cates, narrated by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. Uncle Ben gave one last twist of the screwdriver, removed the electronic bell that had been attached to the front door of the Honeybee Bakery for over 2 years, and with a smile of satisfaction, climbed down from the stepladder. He strode to where Aunt Lucy stood behind the register and kissed her on the cheek. After handing her the small black box, he turned back to retrieve his tools and take them out to his truck in the alley. My aunt turned to me. The skin around her eyes crinkled gently as she held up the box. I sure won't miss hearing this every time someone comes in. I was restocking the display case with pecan rolls and ginger snaps. Me too, but you have to admit it's a good problem to have, I said, carefully arranging a row of cookies at the back of a tray. Being so busy that the bell above the door was always ringing, I mean. A good problem indeed. She slid the contraption that had chimed thousands of times into the pocket of her hemp apron, but it was getting to be downright distracting. My aunt was originally from the tiny town of Fillmore, Ohio, just like me, but she'd lived in Savannah for decades. Though they were sisters, Lucy was quite different from my perfectly coiffed and buttoned-down mother. She looked like the gracefully aging hippie that she was, gray-blonde hair stuffed into a messy bun, a brightly embroidered smock from Oaxaca worn over a long cotton skirt, Birkenstocks on her feet, and not a speck of makeup on her cheerful face. Oh, and she was also a witch. Then again, so was I. Not that I'd had any idea of my hereditary powers until I'd moved to Savannah from Akron.